On 10 acres of land in Bartholomew's Cobble in Ashley Falls, Massachusetts, rows of 1,800 recently planted trees now adorn once barren fields. In the 1970s, the National Park Service designated Bartholomew's Cobble a national natural landmark for its biodiversity. Rennie Wendell manages the Cobble property for the Trustees of Reservations, which owns the land.
And just to illustrate how crazy awesome this place is and botanically rich, is that our original 60 acres was compared to 60,000 acres of Mount Desert Isle up in Maine as having comparable biodiversity.
Over the years, the Cobble's floodplains have been decimated through devastating farm use of land right up to the banks of the Housatonic River, general neglect, and PCBs released by General Electric into the river. The Trustees, Project Native, and Helia Land Design partnered to use the last of the $15 million GE provided in a damage grant to the Natural Resources Trustees in 2000 for releasing the harmful chemicals into the river. Bridgie McCracken is the owner of Helia Land Design and is implementing the restoration.
Transitioning them from fields that were dominated by reed canary grass, which is an invasive grass, to fields that will now be dominated by floodplain forest trees. So all around these fields, there are examples of what climax floodplain forests look like. And they'll all become one large forest.
Before tree planting could take place, various invasive species needed to be cleared. Jonathan Pierce is one of the field technicians fighting the never-ending battle.
They have no natural predators. They're highly aggressive and they just outcompete our native plants. You know, they take everything from them for either sun or water, and they just overcrowd them to the point where they can't thrive. So when it gets to that point, something needs to be done, and our native plants need to be restored.
About 60 of a total 80 acres of floodplain have been cleared of invasive plants like burning bush, yellow flag iris, and garlic mustard, using some unique methods.
Cut and paint, where you actually cut things like buckthorn trees or multiflora rose, and you actually paint the stumps with herbicide.
McCracken says 8 people planted 1,800 saplings over 10 acres in just 2 weeks. She says tree species were selected from local areas based on their tolerance for varied growing conditions.
Ash trees as well, which are especially adapted to being flooded, in that when their roots are saturated with water, they can actually grow new roots that have sacks of oxygen along them. They also can open lenticels in their bark along their trunk so they can breathe through their trunk. So when they are underwater for sometimes 2-3 weeks, they are still actively growing.
Sean Swift is one of the people who planted the trees.
Obviously, it's pretty incredible. I mean, I'm really looking forward to coming back more like 10 years down the line. I think that might be even more impressive.
McCracken says restoring the floodplain is vital to the health of the Housatonic and surrounding areas because it traps sediment that may still be contaminated with chemicals.
A forest would trap those sediments along the way, and when you've gotten rid of those forests, then those sediments make it all the way down to the ocean. So the forests almost act like a sponge.
McCracken says similar restorations using the grant money from GE at Taft Farms in Great Barrington and in Stockbridge are in their second and third years of growing. She says protecting the saplings from invasive species and animals like beavers and rodents will continue for 2 years. Also, 2 people working 8 hours a day will continue the tedious task of watering all the young trees. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.